Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
He's been everywhere. Peter Greenberg. He's the travel guru, and he's on WGN Radio on Saturday afternoons. You also see him on CBS. How you doing, Peter?
And good morning to you, sir.
Let's start with some travel news you can use. And I heard you mention this on one of your little minute updates. A lot of deals out there now, and people are trying to travel companies trying to lure us back with all sorts of incentives. They're pulling out all the stops, aren't they?
They are, but the real travel deals are kind of funny because they're being offered by individual countries, not just airlines. Meaning, since we're all working remotely these days, you have the government of Barbados changing their immigration policy to say, if you want to move down there and work remotely from there for a year, you now can. It's no longer a 90-day visa. They're going to give you a one-year visa. Bermuda is offering a similar deal. So is the former Soviet state of Georgia. And many more are coming on board saying, since we're all working remotely, come out, hang out here. And, of course, they're throwing in other incentives along the way in terms of tax incentives, lowering rents, and, of course, some cost of living adjustments as well.
Let's talk about the airlines. The other day, United became the latest carrier to update its coronavirus-related PPE guidance. That takes effect starting tomorrow. What can you tell us about this?
Well, all the airlines are going back on the original mask idea. They're not going back on it. They're refining it. They're saying, of course, you've got to have the mask to get on the plane, and you got to continue to wear the mask during the flight. And if you don't, it's more than just getting banned. You may find some other consequences. In addition, they're redefining the kind of masks that will be allowed on the plane. So any mask with a ventilator or an exhalation valve will not be allowed on JetBlue or Delta. And anybody claiming a medical exemption from having to wear the mask, it goes back to the old days of like the emotional support animal, people trying to game the system. Delta says, you want to play that game? Okay. Get to the airport an hour earlier because we're going to put you on a teleconference call with our chief medical director, and you're going to have to prove to that director that you really do have that exemption. JetBlue says, you want to claim the exemption? Go ahead. You're not getting on the plane. So they're coming down harder.
Yeah. No thanks. I get to the airport early enough as it is.
Yeah.
I saw this thing. I think MarketWatch had it, and I believe it was from NerdWallet. They graded airlines on customer service and also health and safety. And at the top of the list was Southwest with an A in both categories. But that was before Southwest announced that they're not sanitizing your seatbelt as frequently. This announcement kind of scared a lot of people. What exactly is Southwest doing or not doing now?
Well, you know, Southwest before the pandemic was really, they had refined the art of turning around planes quickly, right? A Southwest plane landed, they got people off, they got people on within about 28 minutes. They can't do that anymore under the new protocols of COVID-19. They do have to clean the planes between every flight, before and after. However, what's the protocol within that cleaning procedure? As more and more evidence seems to suggest that the virus does not really last very long on surface areas, then Southwest sort of amended that procedure on the seatbelts and the armrests. Now, the reality is it doesn't bother me, but the optics are bothering a lot of people. Let me give you the converse of that. Delta Airlines announcing that through September 30th, they're going to block the middle seat. Same thing with JetBlue saying they're going to block the middle seat through October 15th. Delta has told me that the number one single reason that people are now giving for booking that airline is the blocking of the middle seat. It has nothing to do with service, safety, or anything else. They just don't want that additional space crunch.
Yeah, I believe it. And on these surveys, not just the one I was referring to a minute ago, but on most surveys, United and American usually rank low. Are they punished because they're so huge?
No, they're punished because they've made very overt decisions on passenger refunds, on blocking middle seats. Neither airline is blocking those middle seats. And United scored particularly tough marks on their refund policy. Now, they've amended it since then. It's still not great, but it's better than it was. They still need to come into compliance with the U.S. Department of Transportation rule, which they haven't. Let me give you an example. In the old days, meaning 3 months ago, they weren't offering refunds to anybody after they canceled their flights, meaning after the airline canceled their flights. Well, they got caught by the DOT on that. So then they amended their policy saying, well, if we can rebook you on another flight within 6 hours of your original flight, then we don't have to give you a refund. Well, that still violated the DOT rule because what did they do? They had canceled your original flight. It's a cancellation. So then they amended the rule again saying, well, you know, if we can rebook you within 2 hours, we're not going to pay you the refund. You know what? None of that holds water. They're going to have to write the check.
I like that. The old days, 3 months ago.
Yeah, no kidding.
Peter Greenberg, Eye on Travel on WGN Radio 3 to 6 Saturday afternoon. Very informative, a lot of fun. And, of course, Peter is the travel detective on PBS and the travel editor for CBS News. Always good talking to you. Thanks for the info, Peter.
We'll talk soon. Thanks.